We are Radio Catskill.
Now, where exactly were you born?
A good time. A Kibbutz Gubin.
Oh, Kibbutz Gubin.
Yes.
I see. In what year?
What year? I don't know.
How old are you now?
I am 74.
Well, I've been in horror.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Sie war getrogen meine Augen. Euer Witze kommen schnell, lernt sie, mein Freund.
Hello and welcome to Borscht Beat. I'm Aaron Bendich, and every week on this program I play a selection of Jewish recordings. You just heard the first track from Electric Rose, the Rosa Cohen Experience, which is called Ich heb mich on zu den Monen, I Begin to Remember. And I'm playing it this week because it so happens that this album was just released into the world. I had a hand in its release, as I often do nowadays for this contemporary Jewish music, and it's a very special, unique, strange, and innovative record, one that I think is worth sharing, especially given that the performers on the record have put a lot of time and effort into explaining themselves, explaining the music, and it just makes it all, I would say, very much worth digging into in detail. So I'm going to read what they've written about this album and this song. First of all, I'll read their little blurb about the album itself. Ilya Schneves and Cantor Sarah Meyerson discovered the unique voice of Rose Cohen through a 2022 YIVO Research and Concert Commission, interviewed by Barbara Kirschenblatt Gimblett in 1968. Rose Cohen was born in 1897 near Kiev, Ukraine, and immigrated to Toronto, Canada as a young woman. Descended from a line of rabbi cantors, she brought with her a fascinating repertoire, Yiddish songs of love and loss, family and memory, work and migration, as well as Hebrew liturgical prayers and Ukrainian folk songs. In their highly anticipated debut duo album, multi-instrumentalists Sarah and Ilya breathe new life into the intertwined stories of Rose Cohen and her song's characters, atmospheric soundscapes, electronic and acoustic instruments, lo-fi beats, rich vocal harmonies, sampled early recordings, and interview fragments transform these obscure songs into lush, immersive worlds. Best enjoyed in stereo. And now I'll read the note, and at least part of the translation of the text of the lyrics. Ich heb mich on zu den Monen. I begin to remember. Rose Cohen remembers singing the song in the family parlor drinking tea. Is it autobiographical? Her father left Kiev first, before the war. The family later joined him in Toronto for the sweatshop immigrant generation. Sweatshop immigrant generation, such journeys were usually one way, from the old world to the new world. The protagonist of this song, however, dreams of returning home to a simpler life. Echoes of related klezmer melodies are interwoven into our arrangement. And then I'll read for you part of the lyrics, not all of them, because I've already been talking for quite a while. I start to remember who I am and from where, who my parents were at home. I had pleasure. I was content with everything when I was at home. When I came to America, I thought I would go crazy. I was taken into a shop. The boss came over to me and told me to cut the flowers to make it all right. I sit in the shop and reflect. I came here to become a seamstress. At home, I didn't need to look for work. I came to America seeking happiness, and here I caught it. I beg of you now, dear God, that I no longer be without a home. A fire burns within me for my dear wife, my beloved, to go more quickly back to my wife. My wife begged me that I shouldn't leave her, that I shouldn't travel to a strange land, but I didn't listen to anyone, since I had to go to the golden land. I beg of you now, dear God, that I no longer be without a home. I would fly, would forfeit my eyes, and just to go more quickly back to my wife. Wow. What a set of lyrics that was. And here is the next song.
Thank you.
That was By Machine. The lyrics translate to, "At the machine, bent over, that's how I sit, poor child. The bones constricted, from the sewing I'm going blind. We have a custom that for a dowry one gets luck. All the years of my life I will, with strength, yet again have luck. The auspicious time has already come. The auspicious time is already here. I assembled my dowry, and I'm writing the marriage conditions at an auspicious time. And their note says, there are a lot of unhappy Yiddish folk songs about unrequited love, about would-be lovers separated by their parents, by conscription, or by immigration, as well as relationships ending because of betrayal or death. This song is a notable exception with a happy ending. Moshe Beregovsky collected several variants of this song. See, for example, Old Jewish Folk Music, pages 51 to 54, edited and translated by Mark Slobin in the year 2000. A Madel is Gesetzen by the Machine, a Grine. A young woman, newly immigrated, toils away at the sewing machine. She improvises a lament to the console herself. Becoming engaged will be her escape from the horrors of the sweatshop. And here is the next song.
Zu dir wenden sich alle betriebte Gemeter. Zu dir, mein Gott, wende ich mir euch in diesen vor mir heiligen Tag. Zu dir bring ich Hatzind, mein stürmisches Haar. Day.
The lyrics and translation for that song, Kala Techina, Bride's Prayer. All creations that have a broken heart, turn to you, merciful God. All who are in an affected state, turn to you. I also turn to you, my God, on my holy day before you. I now lay my restless heart and the hot tears of my eyes. Hear me, please, O great God, accept the supplication of your servant who entreats you with a bowed head, with trembling knees. My heart is full as the great sea, my thoughts wander, and I don't know the proper order of my prayers. What will best calm my restless heart? I am quite unprepared, and awesome are the responsibilities that I am about to take upon myself. O God, please bear my youthful prayer, receive my hot tears and that now spill before you. Grant fortune to the road I am about to take. Send your angels, the angels of peace. They should escort me on my new path. And their note says, a by machine ends on a cliffhanger. What happens next? In our imagining, the engaged seamstress plans her wedding, anxious and excited. This is her techina, vernacular prayer. Sarah adapted these verses from a much longer Yiddish text in Siddur Korban Mincha and sent them to music. We hope you'll sing along with the refrain. The English translation below, adapted from Mendel Spalter, with gratitude to Aharon Varadi for publishing this Yiddish transcription and Spalter's translation to the Open Siddur Project. And here is another track. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Mayim Rabim, Mighty Waters. The text translates to, more than the sound of the mighty waters, more majestic than the breakers of the sea is God, majestic on high. Your decrees are indeed enduring. Holiness befits your house, O God, for all times. And the note that they wrote says, as a child, Rose Cohen learned this liturgical setting from her Chazon Isherov, cantorial rabbi father, who learned it from his Chazon Isherov father. While there have always been women leading other women in prayer as Fürsorgerins, it would not have been the norm for Rose or her sisters to follow in their clergy ancestors' footsteps. They did, however, sing together at home. When Rose Cohen sang this setting of Psalm 93, verses 4 and 5, as a child, everyone would kiss her. Liturgically, it's the daily psalm for Friday, and also recited on Shabbos. And here is the next one.
I
That was Ada Yocha. And the note says, did she not remember the Russian words, or did she prefer her own lyrics? The Song of the Volga Boatman was first collected and published by Mili Balakirev in 1866, popularized by Fyodor Shalyapin. We present Rosa Cohen's rendition in conversation with Belf's Husadl, recorded by Belf's Romanian Orchestra in 1912. Yo, heave ho. And I will note after that note that this is a very interesting stylistic choice that they take here, including this like breakbeat, a particular style, rhythmic style for electronic dance music. And it has a transformative impact on the song, and I think this track, more than any other on the album, exemplifies the strange and innovative fusion that they're engaging in creating this album. So that's my two cents on this one, and I'll give you the next one. I hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
That was Winter in die Schneien, Winter in the Snow. The lyrics translate to, I would have taken it upon myself to be without a home, to wander in their house, but it would all be worth it to me if I had the one that I love. The one that I love I can't have. What's my life in this world to me? They already speak to me about another young man. He will hide my beauty. My mother says I should forget him quickly. She's trying to be a good friend to me, but when you've courted a man for 3 or even 2 years, you can't say you hate him. Winter in the snow, we used to go together, and a cold breeze blew on us. Now when we see each other, you pretend you don't know me. And their note says, the bitterness of love lost. Berezovsky collected a song with a similar text and melody, and Rose Cohen recorded this song 3 times with some variations. Our arrangement combines the elements of all 3. And I do love that they note this interesting research connection, that there are Berezovsky collected songs that resemble these songs. It's all part of the folkloric process and all part of the very sort of key central piece of what it means to explore a folk tradition. So the it's really cool that they did their due diligence, did their research on this, and assembled these materials and included them in the package of their album. Really, really great special stuff. Speaking of which, here's another one.
За вороти той вернися, ой. За вороти тут кирає, мене мама не пускає, ой. Oh.
And that track was Idi Donyu, which the text translates to, "Oh, go, daughter, don't hesitate, behind the gates and come back. Behind the gates, the pipes are playing, my mother won't let me go. Let me go, mother, for a walk, because I want to find a husband." And the note says, "Born near Kiev, Rose Cohen also grew up singing in Ukrainian. Here she sings a Ukrainian love song that she learned from a friend. As she tells Barbara, her father did not teach her such songs." And I do love, particularly in this instance, the way that they use her actual voice and the way that they transform these songs that were historically only performed as unaccompanied folk song and transform them into these richly exceedingly accompanied compositions, electronic compositions, or multi-instrumental, multimodal compositions. We are close to time now. I think I'll play the next track, then I'll give you my outro spiel, and then I'll play you out with some more.
Peter kann dann nach dem ersten Zeit verschlafen.
Ja, das ist
eine Fische.
Wer hat
dir das gemacht?
Wenn
aber noch mindestens. Wie alt? Ich bin mindestens gewesen, viele 10 Jahre.
Okay. Und von wem?
Von dem Taten.
Von dem
Taten? Ja. Yeah.
Und ihr wisst, von wem ihr Taten hat es verlaufen?
Von Landtaten.
Von Landtaten?
Ja, von dem Seiden.
Und wenn spricht ihr das Seiden?
Wenn alle Kinder dann an sich ausgesehen, wir sind mit den 7 Kindern, eine gestorben, ein Mädel. Jetzt fliegen wir alle Kinder um Kensingen, nur meine Schwester, der Älteste, der Vierte, für mich. Vater, als er weggestellt und zum Wahr, Feitramäschen zum Wahr, und wir haben Gott Breitfried, und er hat gesungen mit ihm, und Schabes hat er gesungen mit ihm. Wenn er Gott sei, hat er gesungen mit ihm.
Zum Tisch ist gegrägt, viele Kehl im Nahen. Der Ballerboss ist befreit, in alles kommt bei der Zeit. In Freit sich mit sein Heus gesinnt, Koran. Das Kind ist nicht feil, in Affen das Mäuel. Tata, ich will dich fragen, kasch es viel.
Tata, ich will dir fragen, die vier Kasches. Barbos ist die Nacht von Pesach, anders von allen Nacht von der ganzen Jahr.
Yeah.
was mir jeden Sonnen nicht nur lebt. Wo ich kam, dann der Finarreis, der in Frage der Tate,
That was Pesach auf der Nacht, Pesach at night. I won't be able to read you all of the notes about this one because I'm so tight on time. But I will say that the note says that another informant to the same researcher, Barbara Kirschenblatt-Gimblett, gave her almost the same song some years later, which is very interesting. Anyway, thanks so much for listening to my... sharing and the sharing of this album. It's really a wonderful, beautiful album, something that I took a lot of joy in being involved in, and I hope you enjoyed it as well. In honor of the upcoming Yiddish New York Festival, I thought I'd play a clip of my grandfather Max talking about a film festival.
I can visualize it. So they had the festival and it's over,
right?
And more people have yet to be on the festival, right? And now you're the only one, I think, who has said, let's have another one, and we'll put everyone together again, right? The one that didn't make it.
Thank you so very much for tuning into my program this week. You can tune in again next week, same time, same place, on your radio dial or online. And in the meantime, keep up with me on social media. That's TikTok, Instagram, X, and Facebook at Borschtbeat, BORSCHTBEAT, and shoot me an email at borschtbeat@gmail.com. Till next time, have a wonderful week.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from Jeff Bank, Sullivan County's oldest independent community bank, offering deposit and loan products for more than 110 years. Members FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. National Mortgage Licensing System and Registry Identification Number 405318. More information at jeff.bank. And from the Sullivan Catskills Visitors Association, dedicated to promoting the Sullivan County Catskills. SullivanCatskills.com. And from listeners like you.
Next time on the New Yorker Radio Hour, Donald Trump's least favorite senator, California's Adam Schiff.
He spends an inordinate amount of time thinking about me. I live rent-free in that guy's head, and let me tell you, it's pretty scary in there.
Senator Adam Schiff, next time on the New Yorker Radio Hour. Listen tonight at 6 for the New Yorker Radio Hour on Radio Catskill.
Hi, I'm David Christian, host of Connect the Dots, Thursday nights at 9 here on Radio Catskill. Thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting local public radio, where your necessary local and national news coverage mixes with a wide range of music handpicked for you by members of your community, and not by algorithms. So from all of us at Radio Catskill, we wish you a safe and festive holiday season, and a happy new year.
WJFF Jeffersonville, streaming online at wjffradio.org. This is Radio Catskill, local news, culture, and NPR.